This is KERA News. Tomorrow afternoon is opening day for the Texas Rangers. They'll start the year against their main rival and World Series champs, the Houston Astros. After a rough season last year, the Rangers are looking to bounce back. As KERA's Gus Contreras reports, the expectations aren't too high.
There's a lot of questions surrounding the Texas Rangers this year. Las Vegas experts think the team's a long shot, only giving the Rangers 200-1 odds to win the World Series this year.
This is not a team that does well as the hunted. They like to be the hunter.
That's Emily Jones. She's a dugout reporter for the team's TV broadcast on Fox Sports Southwest.
They like to be the underdog. They like to have a chip on their shoulder. They like to make sometimes things a little bit harder than they might need to be. These guys know what the expectations are on the outside, and they know they're not very high. And I think they're fine with that because they're worried about their own expectations.
One of those expectations is to keep up with the Astros in the American League West division. While it might seem like the Rangers have a steep hill to climb, the team has won 2 out of the last 3 division titles. Jones has been covering the Rangers since 2007. She says the team has high hopes for its 3 young best players, Joey Gallo, Nomar Mazara, and Rougned Odor.
This is probably the most question marks we've had coming into a season, so maybe there's that little bit of not really uncertainty, but excitement to see kind of where chips fall.
And in order for the team to be in the hunt, she says they'll need
some early wins to where they can, maybe build a little confidence and keep themselves in it.
So if you're feeling lucky, those 200-1 odds on the Rangers aren't that bad. Gus Contreras, KERA News.